Thane District Central Bank recruitment under fire for alleged ties to controversial firm work, Well Infotech. A history of controversial recruitment tenders, scrutiny on work, Well Infotech's credentials and past allegations, financial discrepancies in exam fees, raise red flags, unmesh, Gujarati Sprouts News. Exclusive, a Sprouts News. SIT investigation exposes Thane District Central Bank's controversial recruitment tender awarded to Workwell Infotech amid allegations of financial discrepancies, opaque processes, and demands for transparent IBPS-led hiring. The Thane District Central Cooperative Bank's latest recruitment drive is facing intense scrutiny. Its decision to hire Workwell Infotech pit-lidded for exam conduct has sparked major controversy. Critics and applicants are demanding a shift to reputable agencies like IBPS or TCS. This partnership persists despite the vendor's alleged history of malpractices. The Sprouts News investigation team uncovers a pattern of questionable tender awards. These decisions raise serious concerns over transparency and financial integrity in Maharashtra's cooperative banking sector. A pattern of controversial recruitment tenders. Thane District Central Bank advertised 165 vacant positions on August 18, 2025. Workwell Infotech is yet again managing the examination process. This mirrors the bank's previous recruitment tenders awarded on September 25 and 26, 2022. Multiple prior recruitment processes handled by this firm are mired in controversy. Investigations suggest a pattern of questionable operational methods across Maharashtra. The company's credibility remains a primary concern for ensuring fair and transparent hiring. Scrutiny on work. Well Infotech's credentials and past allegations. Workwell Infotech allegedly provided false experience certificates to the Cooperation Commissioner. Media reports have exposed discrepancies in their claimed project history. The company reportedly misrepresented work for entities like Damangaon Railway and Karad Municipal Council. The firm's exam centre allocation has also raised significant red flags. They scheduled tests for Ahmednagar Bank candidates in Pune and Chandrapur Bank exams in Nashik. This irregular logistics approach causes undue candidate hardship and fuels suspicion. Financial discrepancies and opaque examination processes. Significant financial irregularities mark these recruitment drives. Candidates are charged steep fees between R750 to R800 for examinations. However, Workwell Infotech reportedly bids for tenders at just R560 per candidate. This stark difference suggests potential financial exploitation of applicants. Furthermore, the company fails to provide carbon copies of answer sheets. The absence of a robust independent cyber audit process enables potential score manipulation. Demands for transparent banking recruitment in Maharashtra. Applicants and citizen groups are now demanding immediate intervention. They insist recruitment be handled solely by government-approved agencies like IBPS. This ensures a standardized, secure, and transparent examination process for all. The continued patronage of a controversial vendor undermines institutional trust. It casts a shadow over the merit-based selection in cooperative bank jobs. Legal action is being considered if the current tender award is not revoked. Controversies of the Thane District Central Bank. The Thane District Central Cooperative Bank has been involved in several controversies, primarily concerning its recruitment processes and regulatory compliance. The bank's hiring practices face allegations of a lack of transparency and merit, with ongoing legal challenges against past recruitment drives. Regulatory bodies have also penalized the bank. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, imposed a Rs 2.10 lakh penalty on the bank for failing to periodically update customer KYC, Know Your Customer Details. In a separate action, the RBI fined the bank Rs 2 lakh for sanctioning a loan to one of its own directors, violating banking regulations. Additionally, the bank has been a victim of fraud, with multiple instances of individuals duping it by securing loans against fake gold jewellery, causing losses worth crores of rupees. I stand firmly with the Sprouts News investigation team in demanding a transparent probe into the bank's recruitment. Our youth deserve fair opportunities, not deals that favour controversial contractors. This must be investigated thoroughly. The proposed company should not be awarded the contract for the recruitment process. Somnath Merkute, Taluka President, Kalyan Taluka Rural Congress Committee.